Thank you for choosing the coronavirus hotline. My name is Joanna. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing coronavirus site near you?
No.
Okay, how about help, sir?
Yes, ma'am. I got a letter from the Alabama Department of Public Health. Could I give you my letter code and could I find out what it's about?
No, sir. This is a coronavirus hotline. I do apologize.
Who would I need to contact if I can't reach the person at the bottom of my letter that they said to contact?
I'm unsure. I don't understand. I don't know what type of letter you have or who it was sent from.
They just said to reach out to them at my convenience, and they just said to include the letter code. I tested positive for COVID-19 about 3 weeks ago, and I'm assuming they're trying to follow up with me for
retesting,
that or contact tracing or just something else. But I just don't know who to contact because the person I've tried to contact, I've tried to call her 3 times now, and she never answers her phone, and I've left voicemails, and I can't get in touch with her.
Okay. Do you know the phone number to the site where you were tested at the first time?
I was tested at a doctor's office the first time, yes.
Okay, contact your doctor's office and they may have more information because in order for someone else to know that you're positive, they may have to share that information with someone to do a follow-up.
Right. Well, I shared it with a UAB, and that's who contacted me was a case investigator for the Alabama Department of Public Health, and that she was at UAB, and I went ahead and reported to them that I was positive because I have an initiative at my school that requires me to report when I'm positive. So that's why I reported.
Okay, well, you may want to contact your county health department.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for choosing the coronavirus hotline. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.